Going to Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 39, Akura's vision. Now we're discussing 12 verses from this chapter 39, verse 19 through 30, which are known as the Viraha Gita. The gopis gathering in different groups around the chariot of Akura that is about to take Krishna Balaram to Mathura, and they're speaking their hearts out in various verses, and they're revealing their intense anxiety and sadness of their hearts, and all these feelings are under the category of viraha, or separation. And we're in 27. Anardradhiresha samasito ratam tamanvamicha torayanti durmada gopa anobi savivir upekshitam daivam chanodya pratikula mihate. The gopi said, "Hard-hearted Krishna has already mounted the chariot of Akrura, and now the foolish cowherd men are hurrying after him in their bullock carts. Even the elders are saying nothing to stop Krishna. Today, fate is working against us." Sridhar Swami reveals what the gopis thought. "These foolish cowherd men and the elders are not even trying to stop Krishna. Don't they realize they are committing suicide? They are helping Krishna go to Mathura. But they will have to come back to Vrindavan and they will certainly die in Krishna's absence. The whole world has become nonsensical." So this is the Sridhar Swami is proposing that some of the gopis were saying this. What's happening? Everyone's going crazy around here. And they're mounting their bullock carts. They're going to accompany Akrura, the elders, Nanda Baba. They're going to Mathura because now is time to pay the yearly tax. So they're taking advantage of these two circumstances. They'll pay their yearly taxes to the Emperor Kans, and then they'll also get to accompany Krishna. But they'll have to come back. They have all their responsibilities here, and their children and family, so they'll come back. Don't they realize that Krishna won't come back? He's going to stay there. And when they come back without Krishna, that they'll all die. That this very act of mounting the bullock carts, is like committing suicide. Because if they don't mount the carts and they stay here and they don't let Krishna go, then everything will be fine. But they're also going crazy. They're simply accepting all this, and they're not saying anything. They're not saying anything to stop him. They're so foolish. Don't you realize? You're committing suicide. It's no Prabhupada's translation. The gopis went on to say, "The most astonishing feature is that Krishna, the son of Nanda, without consideration, has already seated himself on the chariot. From this it appears that Krishna is not very intelligent. Yet he may be very intelligent, but he is not very merciful. Not only Krishna, but all the cowherd men are so callous that they are already yoking the bulls," that means connecting them to the cart, "and calves for the journey to Mathura. The elderly persons in Vrindavan are also merciless. They do not take our plight into consideration and stop Krishna's journey to Mathura. Even the demigods are very unkind to us. They are also not impeding his going to Mathura." Very interesting. Prabhupada's explanation. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, this is his explanation. Prabhupada's including here about the demigods. Because they say, what the God brothers, they say, today fate is working against us. Daivam chanodya pratikula mihate. Pratikul means against. Anukalyasya sankalpa pratikalyasya varjanam. We should reject those things that are against devotion or bhakti. We should give up or reject. So daivam, they're translating today fate or providence or God is working against us. And Prabhupada says that the gopis, he's translated the demigods, because daivam also means demigods. He's saying the demigods aren't doing anything to stop Krishna. What could the demigods do to stop Krishna? They could start a monsoon shower. They could shower so heavily that all the horses just die. The road becomes 3 feet of mud. The road turns into mud. You can't go anywhere. The chariot gets bogged down like a truck gets bogged down in the mud sometimes with a heavy load. It pulls off the road and gets stuck in the sand or something. Stuck in the mud. The chariot gets stuck and it can't move and say, oh well, can't go today. Or it could be a 7-day storm, every day raining. Or 30-day storm. The demigods could do so many things. Or hail, could start raining hailstones. These big hailstones, big ice balls. Boom. Everyone would have to run back, Krishna would have to run back to the palace for safety. That would be very good. And then all horses would get all pelted to death. Kamsa's horses would get pelted to death by the ice balls. And then Akura would have to walk back to Mathura. Without the chariot and without Krishna. And that would be very good. But they're not doing that. Just see how Akura has come to Braj and spread his cruelty in all directions. The gopis said. The gopis express this in this verse. Then the gopis are saying, though seeing us crying, the hard-hearted Krishna simply sits on the chariot. Shridam and other coward boys are following behind Krishna in a cart, a bullock cart. But they have become very foolish because they are not aware that when Krishna does not return to Braj, they will also die in separation. Even the elders do not stop Krishna from going and thus neglect their own lives. Today, fate has been unkind to us. If fate was acting in our favor, it would have produced some obstacle to his going. Thus, we can deduce that the inhabitants of Braj will no longer live. So this is... The gopis are really... They're really distressed. Krishna is not responding. And all the coward boys and the adults are climbing on the chariots. No, they can't find any solace in any direction. Not from Krishna, not from the coward boys, not from anyone, not even from the demigods. Nature. Demigods. They're also working against. Another point we can understand from this purport of Vishnu Chakravarti is that Srila Prabhupada's Krishna book, as is true to most all of his books and purports, practically many of the points are directly from Vishnu Chakravarti. Because Prabhupada says the same thing. Why don't the demigods send some obstacle? And we read in the purport of Vishnu the same point. The gopis are saying, why don't the demigods send some obstacle, like ice storm or heavy monsoon? So Prabhupada, without mentioning that this is Vishnath, he's incorporated that in his translation of the verse. So we get so much benefit by reading Prabhupada's books. All the Acharya's commentaries are there. So this is further exasperation. The gopis are further exasperated here. Now text 28.
Nivarayama samupetya madhavam kimno karishyan kula vridha bandhava mukunda sangan nimisharda dushtya jad daivena vidvam sitadina chetasam.
Let us directly approach Madhav and stop him from going. What can our family elders and other relatives do to us? Now that fate is separating us from Mukunda, our hearts are already wretched, for we cannot bear to give up his association even for a fraction of a second. Says Nimisha, Nimish Arda. Nimisha is a wink of an eye. Nimesha or Nimisha, it says Nimisha. Nimisha Arda. Arda means half. Even the half of an eye blink. You blink the eye so fast and it takes 1/60th of a second to blink the eye. We don't even perceive it, it's so fast. And they're saying, we can't even bear a half an eye blink. Nimisha Arda. That much separation, the time it takes, half the time that it takes to blink the eye. Whatever time it takes to blink the eye, divided by half. That much time, if we cannot see Krishna, it's unbearable for us. It's the most painful experience we could ever endure. But yet, so now they were looking for some solace from Krishna or from Akrura or from the elderly coward men or from the coward boys, and nothing. No one's saying anything. Everyone is just going about their business. They're loading their bullock carts and they're preparing to pay Kamsa with ghee and butter and so many things. They'll give products as their payment of tax. And so many other things. Everyone's scurrying around busily loading the carts, and they don't even notice that the gopis are about to die on the spot. They're crying, their faces are covered with tears. We heard the tears are just flowing like rivers from their eyes. And no one's even saying anything or even looking their way. Cruel, Akrura is cruel, Krishna is cruel, Nanda is cruel, Sridham is cruel, everyone is cruel. Everything is cruel about the Lord of cruelness. Right? They say everything is sweet about the Lord of sweetness, Madharastakam. Everything is cruel about Akrura Nath. He's Akrura Nath, the Lord of cruelty. Akrura Nath. So what is Vishnu? What does Prabhupada say? His translation, text 28. The gopis pray to the demigods to create some natural disturbance, such as a hurricane, storm, or heavy rainfall, so that Krishna could not go to Mathura. They then began to consider, despite our parents and guardians, we shall personally stop Krishna from going to Mathura. We have no alternative but to take this direct action. Everyone has gone against us to take away Krishna from our sight. Without him, we cannot live for a moment. The gopis thus decided to obstruct the passage through which the chariot of Krishna was supposed to pass. So now they're getting violent. The gopis are getting violent. Push come to shove. I have an expression in English. Push come to shove. Push means you push someone, and shove it means you push them harder than fisticuffs. Fisticuffs means boxing, fighting. So they're totally desperate. This is Brajaprem. Brajaprem means desperation. Vaikuntha Prem means dedication. Dedication, absolute dedication to the pleasure of Vishnu. Everyone in Vaikuntha is a dedicating unit. They're dedicating to the center. Everywhere is center, nowhere is circumference. The center is Vishnu and his pleasure. So this is Prema. In Vaikuntha they love the Lord and their various ways of intimacy or distance. But they love they're dedicated. And it goes on, following various rules and regulations of Aishwarya Mayi Prema. But in Vrindavan, there is no rules. Mother and Yashoda are not Krishna's mother and father. Balaram is not his brother. The gopis are not his wives. The relationship is based on love. The love is not based on the relationship. Right? You heard this before? Think about it. Their relationship is based on pure love. There's no legal or formal bonds. Yashoda and Nanda, they love Krishna, but actually he's the son of Devaki and Nanda. I mean, Devaki and Vasudeva. And Balaram loves Krishna more than anything, but actually he's the son of Rohini and Vasudeva. Balaram. But he considers that Krishna's my brother. He's not his brother. And the gopis, they love Krishna more than anything, more than their own lives. And the gopis are married to somebody else. Krishna's not their lawful husband. So their relationship is only based on love. Whereas in the material world, we have a relationship, well, he's my brother, I guess I should be nice to him. He's my brother, I guess I should love him. Well, she's my wife, I guess I should be nice to her. I hate her guts, but... Anyway, she is my wife, and it's India, and it's what to do is one time around, and I guess I should be nice. So this is love-based, some kind of love based on a relationship. First relationship, then love. So obviously that's not a very strong form of love. It's a dictated love, and enforced love. In one sense, false love. He's my brother, I guess I should like him, but I can't stand him. If I had my choice, I'd never live with this guy. We're as different as day and night. We have the same mother and father. Okay, I agree. We have the same mother and father, but we are as different as day and night. So the gopis are thinking that, what can our family and elders and relatives do to us? It's all we're going to die. In a few minutes, Krishna is going to leave Vrindavan, and we're going to die. So what do we have to lose? All to gain and nothing to lose. Because when we show our hearts now we've kept everything secret, confidential. We've hidden our love for Krishna. No one knows. We are gopis. Gopi means Gupta. Gupta means secret. Gopi means someone who keeps their love secret, hidden in their heart, not revealed, unknown, unrevealed, concealed love, secret relationship, secret lover, paramour lover, gopi. There's gopi ba, gopi prem. But now they don't care. Okay, let the whole world find out. It's too late now. We can't wait anymore. It's getting desperate now. Because Braj is a plane of desperation. Braja Prem, way beyond the dedication of Vaikuntha. The dedication is there, but absolute dedication to such a pitch, to such a intensity, that Krishna drives all of his associates into desperation. The coward boys become desperate in separation. The gopis become desperate. So this is one of those pinnacle, this is the pinnacle of desperation. Krishna is putting the gopis at the pinnacle, of the highest point of desperation, where their hearts are stretched to the maximum degree. You take a rubber band and go. At a certain point, it breaks and snaps. So their tender hearts have been stretched to the maximum extent, and now they're going to snap, crackle, and pop. And all the Brijbasis are going to find out about the gopis, because their love for Krishna will become prakat, manifest. So Vishnath says, after discussing everything thoroughly with one another, the gopis became emboldened and openly revealed the ecstasy swirling in their hearts. The gopis said, "Let us go right up to Krishna and pull at his clothes and hands and insist that he stay here with us. We will tell him, oh dear one, oh exclusive darling of our lives, get down from the chariot, get down! Don't bring upon yourself the sinful reaction for murdering so many women." "But if we do that," said another gopi, "seeing the extreme boldness of all of us who are girls from respectable families, the people will laugh at us, and the village elders will discover our secret love for Krishna, and then they will abandon us. Seeing all this, our friends will also reject us." Another gopi replied, "But what can they do to us?" "Yes, you're right. Our lives are already wretched now that Krishna is leaving. We have nothing to lose. That's right. We will remain in the Vrindavan forest, just like presiding goddesses, Vandevis, and then we can fulfill our true desire to stay with Krishna in the forest. Yes, and even if the elders and our relatives punish us by beating us or locking us up, we can still live happily with the knowledge that Krishna is still residing in our village. Some of our girlfriends who are not imprisoned will cleverly find a way to bring us Krishna's prasadi pan and flower garlands, and then we can remain alive. But if Krishna is not stopped, certainly we will die. Hare Krishna. So this is viraha, separation. So tomorrow we'll find out what happened. It's only two more verses. Tomorrow's our last class in this venue, Prabhupada's quarters. If you want to continue classes, you can come to Jagannath Puri. Sleep on the beach. Take Jagannath Mahaprasad. And spend your days hearing Harikatha. What will your elders think? What will your husband think? What will your wives think? To hell with them. I'm going to Puri. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.